Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing with the Siyata D'Shamayah, a series of Shi'urim on the topic of Lefnim Mishuras Hadin. And this is the eighth Shi'ur B'Siyata D'Shamayah in this series, based on the Torah Reign of Arbeinu Ma'oreinenu, Hagoyin Hagodol Muflav Hamuflag L'Shmo L'Zichot Avos Kol Nefesh, Moran Hagoyin Rabbi Dov Zatzal. And in the previous Shi'ur, where Biyashi is Stilas Harashi Basugis, Bobo Kambo of Mitzia. The Gemara Darshans on the Pasuk. Bisharta Eshem, Bisachokim Besatois Vedatlam Sederk Yechubab Zemasa Shel Yasu. So we see in this Pasuk, Veodatlam, you should inform them. Chazal Darshan Zebes Chayim. So in Bava Kama, Rashi has Beis Chayim as being Talmud Torah, and Bava Metzia, Rashi has Beis Chayim as being an Umna Separnasa. So which one is it? Stir and Rashi, we want to understand B'chlal, how you get from Veldata Lehem, how you get that Drasha. And also Rashi had Echrech, that it means Separnasa, because the beginning of the Pasuk is Chukim V'Torahs. So you already covered the Torah, so it must be that it's talking about something else. So, what our teretz was, that according to the Gemara and Bava Kama, Gemara and Bava Kama didn't ask any questions about Bikur Cholim and Kvuras HaMeisim being included in Gemilas Chasodim, or Vidarshin in the Pasuk. Gemara and Bava Metzia asked, the Gemara and Bava Kama didn't. Why? Because Gemara and Bava Kama understood its Pashit, that there's a special Shem B'fnei Atzmo on Chiyuv Kvur and a special Shem B'fnei Atzmo on Chiyuv Bikur Cholim. And Mela is an afkamina, that Kvor is even Zakabin Alfi Chvoda, Bikur Cholim is even Ben Giloy. And we saw that Rambam didn't even have to explain this nafkamina, it was so Pashtim, just like it was Pashtim more above a Kama. And therefore it's clear that Beis Chaim is not talking about a Parnosa, it's talking about Talmud Torah. And from Talmud Torah, you're going to learn Klal HaMitzvos, and you're going to learn that the mitzvahs have an Inyan Bifnei Atzma, in other words, the Pasuk is talking about Talmud Torah. And therefore, when you get to, in later in the Pasuk to the Drasha and Gemilas Chasad and Kvur and Bikur Cholim, you can understand with your Talmud Torah that there's a mitzvah of Haftal Recha Kamocha, and that's the source for these mitzvahs of Kvur and Bikur Cholim, like we saw. And each one has a Shem B'fnei Atzmo. That's all part of your Talmud Torah. You learn from Rasi Siyashav HaTov that it was said in the Torah. As we said, that's the source, that's the root of Lefnei Meshuras HaDin. That's all coming from your mitzvah of Talmud Torah. When the Sugin Bava Kama, the Gemara asked, what do you need Bikur Cholim for? What do you need Kvuras HaMeisim? You already have Gemilas Chasadim. In other words, they were talking about Yeshiva Shalola. Not talking about Chiyuv Mitzvah. If it's Chiyuv Mitzvah, so there's a special Chiyuv Mitzvah for Yilas Chasad, for Bikur Cholim, a special Chiyuv Mitzvah for Kvuras HaMeis, and Memela Nafgamina, that you even have to go the extra mile. Like we saw, even if you're going to get sick, you're going to be talking about but the Gemara Bava Metzia is talking about a different Zach. The Gemara Bava Metzia is talking about Yeshiva Oilam. Memela Beis Chayim is Umnus. That's why the Gemara has to ask, wait a second. On Gemilas Chasadim, you say Gemilas Chasadim, you already said Bikur Cholim and Kvuras HaMeis, so what do you have to say more for it? So that's what the Gemara has to ask. The Gemara answers, it means you have to go the extra mile, but since it's Yishuv HaOlam, we didn't know that L'chadchila. So that just summarizes in a nutshell we learned in the previous year. And now, Magai Dvaiter. וזה נראה במה שכתוב במסכת בבא מציעא בדף למד גימל, בדברי רבי דם הרב, כל המקיים בעצמו כך. It's talking about your Aveda is before Aveda's Chavera. Okay, Ephes Kiel Chavera, you don't have to become pure poor. So, Mele, your Aveda precedes your friend's Aveda. But Kol HaMakayim Atzmo Kach, Sof Bo Lidei Kach. Rashi explains Kol HaMakayim. And as I pass in the Shulchan Aruch HaShem Mishpat, in Reish Samach Dalet Aleph, Ayin Sham, Alf Vishlo Atilu Olav HaKosav, even though the Pasuk didn't place it upon you, Yeshlo Le'odom Likonis Lefrim Meshura Sadin. A person should go in, all in, beyond the letter of the law. V'loy Ledakdik Shalik Koidim. Not to be medactic that he comes first. unless it's going to be a very clear loss. And if he is a medaktik at all times, he's worrying, am I losing a nickel? Am I going to lose a dollar? So Purik meal of Ogmilus Chasodim with stock of associate Starch Libris. He's throwing off the yoke of Chesed of Tztok and in the end Chas Shalom, he is going to become a needy person. So a person is always so medactic, oh, my life comes first, I have to worry about myself. Got to worry about A number one, all these different shtutzen people say. You're always, he's always a super hyper focused, they call it hyper, hyper focused on himself. So if Chas Shalom, Sheet Starch Libris. You can't be too medactic. So that's what it means in the Gemara. Call him a kaim ba'atzmoy kach. A person is always worrying about his aved, his stuff, his life, his own personal well-being. And he's super hyper-medactic. So soiv bali de kach, he's in the end going to need other people. He's going to be mitzarech lebrius. Ad kan midivrei ha-gemora, pov mitziya lamed gimel omer aleph, im perusho shel rashi v'hainu, shemulvad ma sheyesh ma sheetilu ha-katuv. Atanu choyma sadin, besides what the pasuk placed upon you. That's the wall of the din. That's what we said. Shura sadin, a shura is a wall. There is also yeshno ol gemilut chasadim mitzdaka mechuyav mitzad yeshuvu shel oilom. It's also chesed stoka. That's obligatory mitzad yeshuvu shel oilom, that everybody's part of this, and you have to maintain this world peace. All we are saying, says the famous song, is give peace a chance. So that's what you have to do. You have to make sure to gemilus chesed and stoka yeshuvu shel oilom, and that's lefnim shura sadin. Lefnim Shura Sadin, as we spoke about another shiurim, Yeshuvo Shaloilam. That's how the world becomes a good place to live in. And people don't aren't just medaktik on din; they go Lefnim Shura Sadin. But Diktuk B'Shaloi Kodim Iit Chashvut B'Yeshuvo Shalolam. For a person so medaktik, that oh, I come first, so he's not mitchashev; he doesn't take into account Yeshuvo Olam B'Zel Lo Tov. Otherwise, since he's part of the world, this union of Yeshua Shalom is also his. So he's worrying about his. Yeshua Shalom is also his. So why is he not medactic in Yeshua Shalom? Like he's medactic on Shalom Kodem. Yeshua Shalom is also his, also his world. So that comes the punishment. Since he went out of Yeshuva Shalolam, he doesn't care about Yeshuva Shalolam. He doesn't care that the world should be a good menschlich place, a geshmak, a place to live in. So memeila ba'al korchach yavo lidei kach, she yutzrach li Yeshuva Shalom, he's going to need Yeshuva Shalolam. He's going to need to be mitpanes me'achirim. And the only way he's shaykh to them is because we're all part of the same, we occupy the same space. We occupy the same space, we're in the same world. Otherwise, everybody's for himself, and one person's not going to be in fairness another. That's what it means. Soifu shiyovu lidei kach. This might mean. Da'ainu shiyavu bechreach l'chala metziut shereto chelik me'olam. We're going to force him. In other words, he doesn't want to be chelik mishu v'shalaylam. He's always worrying about shali koidim. So in the end, we're going to make sure that he's part of mishu v'shalaylam, because he's going to end up needing parnasa from others. As l'fi zeh, אנחנו מתקדמים מעלה ליישב את הסתירה. ברשי, עוד יותר. נראה לעניין מה שכתב רשי בוב מציר. What is בישראל? רשי is there, it's אומנוס. What's the correct that it's אומנוס? Because it already says in the פסוק. והזהרת אסם, אס התוירויס, אס החוקים ואס התוירויס. ועודד למסתיר אחרי רבו זה מה שיעשו. Shetar v'chuk and kvar ksivi. It already says tar and chukim. As lefi dvareinu is a nefla me'od. Lefi dvareinu ase shakri lebeis perushei rashi. Ma detzerach bir l'chor minolan l'meila from ashkosev odatalem. Dainu beis chayeh. We're learning v'odatalem, you should inform them. What does inform them mean? The house of their life, beis chayeh. Ma pitom. Inform them is v'odat lam esaderech yechobah v'samash v'yasu. That's what it's talking about. So it's not talking about umnos, it's not talking about Talmud Torah, it's talking about the Hemshech HaPosuk. V'odat lam esaderech yechobah v'samash v'yasu. But what do we have an independent Jewish and Vodata land for? So I get the Jerusha says it's a derech sheyelchuba, it's a mas sheyasun, that we darshan bikecholim, we darshan gemilus chasodim, we darshan kuras hames. Terrific. What's the hodat alehem? Beis chayim. Aval minal ledrosh drash nifrad amash ketuv hodat alehem. Sheino davar la'atzmo elu al hodah shel et haderech. Ze pashut lo'odir lahem et haderech. איך אפשר לדרוש דרשה בפני עצמה? אני רואה את הקושיות האלו, זה פצצות בפשט, פשוט פשט. להבין את הגמרא, רבותיי, להבין את הגמרא כפשוטו. זו רצוננו. מה כתוב? אז לפי דברינו, מבואר היטב. ומשום, שאומנם אין כאן דרשה מיוחדת, you're right, there's no special דרשה here, אלא יש כאן רק הגדרה בסוג העניין שישנו והודעת את הדרך. אנחנו כאן מגדירים, we're defining the category that we have in Vodata Sederech, שהיא הודעה של סוג ועניין המעשים הכלולים במה שכתוב את הדרך. Which is the information of the category and nature of the deeds that are included as a derech. So in other words, we're saying, what's the Hagdara? What are we going to say weiter? It's not an independent drasha. It's just being magdir, what type of drashas we're going to make further. So according to Rashi, involve mitziye, what's beis chayayim? In other words, the vahodatas klape inyone ki um oilom, she klape ze yeshna hoidoe, ma she ketuv as a derech. So we said Rashi Bov Mitzia says the Vodat is talking about, we're talking about Yeshiva Shalayla. Kabe Kiyom Alayla. And there's a Hidol, we're being informed how to be Miyashi of the world, how to make the world keep going round, round, and round, how to keep the world functioning in an orderly way. That's Bov Mitzia. That's the Mahalach in Bov Mitzia. And that's Bov Mitzia Lamed. And we have Rashi Bovakame Tsarites Amud Beis. Lemashakosev Rashi Bovakame Tsarites Amud Beis. Ze Beis Chaim Ne'emar Shevadat LaMesadech Uklapei Chiyuvim Abim Ma Shekutuv BaTorah. Bovakame, we're talking about the Chiyuvim that are coming from the Torah. That's the Hagdara. And therefore, Vadat Ze Beis Chaim. In other words, Beis Chaim is Torah. Now we're going to be defining your Torahic obligations. And therefore, Rashi and Bava Kam is in Badu, Rashi is in Bava Metziah, the Torah Sechukim are already written. Anyway, Vodat is not telling you should inform the Torah. If it was saying inform them of the Torah, so we already have that at the beginning of the Pasuk. Vodat lemesachukim esachukim esachukim. Aval lo ze val lamdenu. Ela kavanei leveret suga dvarim. We're just defining what category we're going to be learning about right during the pasuk. As a derech shel yelchu ba v'as a matzah shel yasu. And therefore, it's not a problem explaining it on Talmud Torah. I want you to teach them Torah, and then v'odata lahem. I'm telling you now that what we're going to learn right during the pasuk are Talmud Torah dikadinim. And therefore, memela, like we said, Gemara Bava Kama doesn't bother asking that gevur sameis and bikecholim are included in gevinus chasadim. Because we understand there's a special Torahic obligation, and Mehilchas Talmud Torah, you're going to learn, there's a special mitzvah of Bikur Cholim, there's a special mitzvah of Gevurah Hameis, and Mehilah we understand that means you go the extra mile, and it's not just under the general category of Ahavta L'Recha Kamocha, but there's a special Chalos Shem of these two mitzvahs, and that's all in the context of your Talmud Torah, you'll understand that. Hashem came when it comes to Bav Mitzvah, there it's all in the context of Yeshuva Shel Olam. May the Shiva Shalom, why would you think you have to go the extra mile? So, Kamash Malan, you have to. Masha Katav Rashi, above Metzia, the Chukim, the Torot, Kvar Tivi. Not that Rashi says in above Metzia, that Chukim and Torahs are already written. In order to Foresh Data Sugiyah Sham, that's explaining the Sugi over there. this pasuk is not talking about chiyuvim that are coming mitzad haTorah. Pasuk is talking about a different type of chiyuvim that are not in Torah. In other words, you already have in the pasuk Torahs and chukim. You have to keep Torah and then vayter in the pasuk. We're not talking about chiyuvim that come from the Torah. We're talking about chiyuvim that come from yeshiva shalom. Right? It's not bringing a hechacha. Right? It's bringing a kviya. Right? It's establishing that's what the pasuk is talking about. Whereas in Bava Kama, we're understanding the pasuk differently. Plus, it's definitely talking about chiyuvim that come from the Torah. V'divrei Rashi mevoarim heitev advarim kaftor v'ferach. Zakim u'beirim k'kochavim mazirim u'meirim k'sapirim. V'mi shelo evin, k'mo sh'ani tamid mazmin, harbe pa'amim. Anybody who doesn't understand can contact me and I can explain more. But I hope advarim hayu brurim. וזה נראה במה שכתב העירי ממצו קופן ונגימו להביא מהקרד בודעתו שנאמרה בזה מצוות עשה על ביקור חולים וקבורה ושאר ענייני גמרות חסדים וקטים שם העירים שבית חיים היינו בית המדרש שוודאי הכוונה בזה כמה שכתב רעשי בבוא וקם שאיתם התוירו והיין שם בטויפו ישראל שכך כוסב כך כוסב האחרונים So in the עירים 153 he brings from בודעתו he says talking about ביקור חולים קבור ושאר ענייני גמרות חסדים and he's marked him that בית חיים is בית מדרש Like Rashi says in Bava Kama Talmud Torah, the Kanaret Diyek Ken, what she called Beit Chaim Demash, Ma Beit She Dainu Beis Medrash. They know Mavan Ma'inyan Yesh Lo Da Be Oda Beis Medrash. What does Vahidata have to do with the Beis Medrash? What does Vahidata have to do with the Beis Medrash? So B'Pshuto is talking about Talmud Torah. So why doesn't he say Talmud Torah? Why does he say Beis Medrash? אז לפי דברינו מבואר היטב, שהרי כאן מתבאר בדברי רשי בבבא קמא, ולפי המבואר ביראים שם שנאמר בהיקרא חיובי מצווס, הרי ודאי שיקרו לא בישיבו של עולם אלא בשבועי מצווה בפני עצמו ביקרו חולם. In other words, we're going in the בבא קמא מהלך, we're talking about the union is in the פסוק יישובה של עולם, it's talking about the מדיני תלמוד תורה, that this is special mitzvah, special חולי שם ביקרו חולם, חולי שם וקבור סמייס. As we see there in the Yireim. ואם כן, מה שכתוב, והודעת שכנדבר לא ייתור על הודעה נוספתי, אלא הגדרה על סוג ההודעת הוא. והודעת is not a ייתור telling us that there's an additional הידור here, what that is informing something you know. It's defining the סוג, the nature, the category of הודעת. לומר על זה שהיא הודעה על מצוות גמלות שיסודם בתורה. This הידור is on mitzvahs that are rooted in the Torah. And therefore he says, V'odatlam is Beis Medrash. Now, what do you mean Beis Medrash? What do you do in the Beis Medrash? Beis Medrash, Yedoy Reish Es Hashem. Yedoy Reish, Yedarshin. You seek out, you learn out. You get, you so the inviter in the Pasuk, when it says, different Yadma, Kfuris Hameis, and Gemilus Chasodim, Kfuris Hameis, and Bikucholim, oh, you're going to darshin out. You're going to say, oh, that's what it means. And Mamela the Nafkamina is that you have to go the extra mile. Because we're talking here about the Yadna Beis Medrash. So again, it's being Magdir. It's not telling us a new Hodah. Being Magdir, where we're going to learn Vayter is Beis Medrash. What's Metit in Aran in Beis Medrash? What does a person do in the Beis Medrash? Ma osim sham b'Beit Medrash? Torshim, mevinim, chokrim, ma'amikim, marchivim, perotehem. So that's the Gevaldik Mahalach in the Sefer HaYireim. Moira v'Rabo Yisai, me'ata, me'ata. הרי מבואר היטב, מה שהסיקה הגמרא לבת הרענו תירוצים, אשר יעשן זה לפני משור הסדים וכדרי. Oh. So now we get back, מכין צריק, ואנחנו חוזרים למה ששאלנו בשיעור הקודם, שלמה בהמשך הגמרא, שמה, בבב מציע, הגמרא אומרת, כדרבי יוחנן, that רחוב ירושלים, אלו שעמידו דברי מלדין תוירו, מניקו לפני משור הסדין, אז מה הקשר? למה דווקא אחרי הדרשות האלו? אני גמירוס חסודים, אני ביגוחוילים, אני קבורס המייס, you have to go the extra mile. חיין הולו וחיין הולו. What does that have to do with the לוחוב ירושלים אלה? What are we adding? Just say, you have to go לפני משור הסדין. Why do we have to say לוחוב ירושלים אלה שימידו דברים על מטר? אבל לפי דברינו, מבואר כפתור ופרח. מה זה כפתור ופרח? Beautiful. גשמק. Sweet. ללא כל האריכות, ופנה פרו לי האריכוס את הגמר וזמקטין, וואו דפר שאופנים משיר הסדים לי, שישנו מקום שלא ללכת על פי דין, אלא לעשות גם שלא כעדים מצד סיבה נגדית, החזקה מידין. You would think pshat is, what pshat נופנים משור הצדים? Don't do the din. Do better than the din, do against the din. Better than the din, against the din. Like we see in Maseches Brachos, and of Zion, 7a, Yeratzim ulfanacha, Shichbu shirachamecha, Shishmu hurachama, Yizkat, Vulfanai, Shichbu ras ulkasi, Yigol rachama, Yimdoisai, Yisnai, Yibonim, Yisarachamim, Tfilik of Yochel, Vakudish Baruch Hu, that he wants his mercy to overcome his midas, his kas. He should go with his children, midas harachamim, Yikonetzim ulfanim, Yishuv ha-sadin, I should go beyond the letter of the law. In other words, there should be a zgabrus, there should be an overcoming of rachamim over the din. And the perish of the lefnim mishuras hadin means that chas v'shalom, there's no bittul of din. In other words, it's the lefnim mishuras hadin. It's inside the wall of din. There's the lamais of din, and inside of that you have the lefnim mishuras hadin. So the only bittul is on the lamais, on the choim of the din. The din is still there. There's still a din that Hashem judges the world by midas hadin, but now we're going inside of that, and lemaisa Hashem won't be noig b'din. There's still going to be din, still going to be kinds of din, but lemaisa Hashem won't be noig b'din. Lemaisa Hashem is noig b'rachim, and that's the basis. The basis is din, like the basis of the whole world. She'olam machshavah that created with din ended up being mishatif rachim, so it couldn't stand. But still, the basis is din. Then you have din atzmo, but lo al ha'maisa shibo. So sometimes you have din without the lamaisa of din. In other words, something is getting you to din. Something wants to get you to that place of din. But lamaisa, you're not noig bin, you're noig berachamim. But the basis of din is still there. Just without the lamaisa of the choymas of din. And so do we have in Brachos 45b, that it says in the Gemara there that one person stops for two for zim and two don't stop for one, but then we have a case that two stop for one. And the answer is they did it for lefnim mishuras hadin. He stopped for his son. He wanted to do a favor for his son. So shuras hadin is you don't have to stop. But he went inside that choy mishadin, inside that wall of din. And the maisi stopped. Also, ksubas 97a, same idea. So here also, you would think that is in the vice of lefnim mishuras hadin is b'chay gavnia, often kazeh. If you have the din, you have the strict law, and then the strict law is still there. It's still the basis, and then you go inside of that, and the lemaisa you do rachamim, you do a different anav beyond the letter of the law. But after the whole masiman, that's what you would think. But after the whole give and take in the sugya, shenetber mizeh kanal shabraita ayishiro shel olam kamayri. Now we learn the braisa, like we saw the whole mahalich and bov mitzi, as we've been explaining these two shiurim, is to bring to yeshiva shel olam. הרי על זה מסיק הגמורה דו הדין לפני משור הסדין שנאמר כאן הוא כתרי שחור בירושלים. Now we're talking about Yishev Olam. This is talking about Yishev Olam, that's like Rabbi Yechanan, that Yerushalayim was destroyed because they went to Maker Adin. And as we spoke about in the previous year, Gevaldik, we have a stira, in one place it says Al Tzinas Chinam, in the other place it says because they went to Lefnim Meshur HaSad, because they passed in Al Tidin. And we asked, which one is it? Which one is it? Is it Lefnim Meshur HaSadin? Or is it that they had Tzinas Chinam? As Amal Musham, Shema Shelo Shamru Lefnim Meshur HaSadin Eina Siba L'Churban. That they weren't Shemr Lefnim Meshur HaSadin is not the reason for the Churban. Ela Shemima Shelo Shamru Lefnim Meshur HaSadin Mevoah Shelo Chashishu Ela L'Churma Shabadin V'lo L'ma Shenitzrech HaDin L'Kiyum Ha'olam V'Yishuvah. That they didn't guard the Lefnim Meshur HaSadin, we see that they only cared about the Choyma Shebedin. They didn't care about the Yeshuva Shalayla. All they cared about was the wall of Din. There should be this wall of Din, but they didn't care about Yeshuva Shalom, therefore they only filed the strict Din. And for the same reason they didn't care about shalom. Shalom, you need shalom for kiyum ha'olam. And ish shalom is sinas chinam. So this hanhaga of not following the Fimashir Athena is hanhaga sinas chinam. And that's sinas chinam, the story of Yerushalayim, like we see in the Gemara in Yuma. But the yisod for this hanhaga of sinas chinam comes from the fact that they didn't do the Fimashir Asadin, because they didn't care about Yeshua Shalavim. And that's what Taisa says, it was both. Those their answers, it was both. So after this whole give and take in the Gemara, we see it's Yeshua Shalayla. And if the Gemara has to ask, once you have already Gemara's Chassadim, what do you need Birkul Cholim and Gvorot HaMeis for? It's only Yeshua Shalayla. There's no extra miles. So Kamash Malin, no, there is an extra mile. Whereas if it was Midin Talmud Torah, you would get it on your own, as we spoke about in the previous year. But here we're talking about Yeshua Shalayla. So after the whole give and take in the Gemara, that shows you that it's talking about Yeshua Shalayim, and therefore what's Beis Chayim? Beis Chayim is Umnas, Yeshua Shalayim. And therefore Gemilas Chasadim includes Bikur Cholim and Purus HaMeis, Yeshua Shalayim. And where it says, it's Yeshua Shalayim, so what do you need to spell it out for? So now we're talking about Yeshua Shalayim. So L'chor Yerushalayim. And now Yerushalayim was destroyed because you didn't care about Yeshua Shalayim. And Ramele, you lost your Yeshua Shalayim. זה שאמרה הגמרא, זה לפני משהו את הדין דרי, הוא כלפי קיום העולם וישוב, וזה לפני משהו את הדין, וזה אבי לקיום העולם. וזה שאמרה הגמרא, לבת הרשע כבתר אשר בסוגיה, and that's why the Gemara says, it's after the whole given take in the Gemara. So לפני משהו את הדין, it's the same word, of Yeshua של העולם. And that's where Yehuda Yochanan is saying, לפני משהו את הדין, it's to do the din without חיימה, משום קיום העולם. Not worrying about Kiyum Ha'olam. You only want to get the strict judgment, but not the Kiyum Ha'olam. And therefore Yerushalayim was destroyed. That's why the Gemara brings it over here. Nu, כפי שאמרתי לפני כן, הדברים זקים ובוירים ככוכבים מזהירים ומהירים כספירים, מרניני לב ומסמכי נפש ברוך השם. So fortunate. Hope it's clear again anyone who doesn't understand. And contact me, but that's really the Yisod HaDvarim. We're talking about Yeshua Shel Olam. That's why Yerushalayim was destroyed. They cared about the Din. They cared about the wall, the Shura, Shuras HaDin. They didn't want to go to Fnim Shuras HaDin. Make sure there was Yeshua Shel Olam. That's how Yerushalayim was destroyed, and that's the whole Mahalach of the Sugya, in Bava Kam, in Bava Metzia. Nu, Rabbi Yisai, in the next segment of this series, this was Gevaldik, Mamish, that we were able to have 8 beautiful Shiurim. This morning I saw in Shul, I opened up, unfortunately, at home. I don't have the entire Talmudic encyclopedia. I just have some of it. But now, Baruch Hashem, coming out fast, they're coming out volume after volume. Thank Rabbi Dr. Avram Steinberg, great doctor, the author of the Encyclopedia Chatit Refuit, who's now the general editor of the Talmudic Encyclopedia. What an incredible, brilliant personality in any event. So if you look at Erech Lefim Meshur Sadin, you'll find out a lot more. This is so much. Oilam Amalo, this sugi. Shana Machrenim, sugi Sashas, of course. So much to say. So Mirta Shem, we have to discuss the Shita Samorichi. That your Koifel Lefim Meshur Sadin, Sarachim Medivra Agra, and Bir Shita Samordechai, the Yishu of Divrei Akra. Then we have a Shach, who was asked from the Ktsois asked on the Shach, we have to answer. Chiyuv Achroza Bilfni Meshur HaSadim. Fni Meshur HaSadim Bezuto Shel Yam. Fni Meshur HaSadim Al Mechir Lachayit Beis Chodesh. So we have a Sach Zach and Tzured, and Rabbi Yisai. So please stay tuned, and hopefully we will see more and more in the flow of Mitayel HaSashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom Shalom.